95.7 The Game breaking news.
San Francisco Giants have released a medical update, and it is not a good one. After meeting with team orthopedists, a recommendation has been put forward that Randy Rodriguez, Giants closer, undergo Tommy John surgery. A second opinion has agreed, and Randy and the team will move forward accordingly. That is the report that has just come down from the San Francisco Giants. Let me say it another way. Giants just lost their closer for next year, too, pretty much.
Yeah, at least an option at closer. And I think Ryan Walker is pitching now like he could be that guy. But when you've got a young stud throwing 102 and you have another guy who could throw 100 and you trade him because you kind of were thinking maybe you were ready to give up on him and you're giving the keys to the car to Rodriguez and now he's out too, that's a tough one.
Yep. This changes the course of how the Giants will build their bullpen going forward. Why don't we go ahead and push Who Are You here to 4:45 coming out of the next segment, because this is interesting to me. This is obviously a move that's kind of blown up in their face. I'm not going to say that the Camilo Doval trade, would you have done it if you had known this? Maybe not. Let's let you know. I don't know how many of you follow everything that's going around all of baseball. Camilo's been horrible since joining the Yankees. Like, objectively,
about seven, right?
Horrible. Yep. Like, they are booing him in New York. Then again, who do they not boo? But you get my point. The Doval thing has been really bad for the Yankees, and so maybe you still would have done that anyway if you're the San Francisco Giants, because they really do like, for instance, the catcher that they got in return. They're excited about him. But the other side to this is the Giants went from starting this year where it felt like they had 2.5 closers. Walker was the closer. Doval was trying to get himself back in shape. And then he became closer ready. And Rodriguez was waiting in the wings, made the All-Star team as a setup guy, but a guy who wasn't throwing on back-to-back days. Then they finally felt he's stretched out, he's ready to go. Let's move on from Doval. Randy, you're the closer. It lasts a handful of weeks, and now gone. Tommy John surgery. Sure, Walker is pitching a little bit better here of late, but do you want to go into next year with him as your closer? I cannot feel like they are all that comfortable on that. And so now all of a sudden, you had what felt like an embarrassment of riches at the back end of your bullpen, and now you're on the search in the offseason for a closer.
Yeah.
Again.
You go from legitimately three possible closers and a very good right-handed setup guy in Tyler Rogers. Yep. And then Doval gone, Rogers gone, Rodriguez hurt, and now you're down to just Ryan Walker going into next year. So, yeah, I don't know what the farm has as far as a hard-throwing closer type of guy, but if you need to go out and get a closer, those are not easy to usually acquire in the open market, because teams that have closers, they like to keep them. And the closers that you can acquire, and I'm thinking about Mark Melancon a number of years ago, where you got Melancon and he was bad, and then he was really pretty good, and then he was gone. But it's really hard to go out there and just find a closer, and now they're going to be in that market.
Yeah, and I actually hate the idea of going out on the market and signing a closer for big money and a lot of years because of this exact fact.
Yeah.
These guys go down quickly. They're throwing 100 miles an hour, and there's too many injuries, and it falls off a cliff. I hope they learn their lesson with Melancon and others. Like, that's something that I really love to see a team almost kind of treat closers the way you do see NFL teams treat running backs, which is bring them up through the system when they're young, cost-controlled, and cheap, and then when they're ready for a big free agent deal at age 30, see you later, let them go. I know that that's a little bit of a piece of meat idea, but that's kind of what works historically for the closer position, which is why the Giants looked like they were in such good shape, because they, all those guys are under very cheap team control going forward. Doval as well, but they move on from him.
Yep.
Walker has a wonky year, and now Rodriguez is hurt. But I do not want to see the Giants go out and spend big on a closer this offseason.
Agreed.
At all.
And I just looking at the Randy Rodriguez season, I don't know how they could have seen this coming because you mentioned back-to-back days. He pitched the 26th of July and the 27th of July. On that second game is when he gave up those two home runs to the Mets and you lost that game. 4 days later, the trade deadline, Doval's gone, and you turn it over to Rodriguez, and he was okay, and then he ended up missing. Yeah, he sat out for 9 days, and then he pitched three more times, gave up hits in each and a couple of runs, and now he got hurt. So unless there was some elbow thing happening before you traded Doval, this to me is just, as Boach would call it, buzzard's luck.
Yeah, no doubt. Like this,
I don't think there was any sign before, is what I'm saying.
I don't think that the Giants necessarily would have handled this any differently again. It's not like as a Giants fan you're feeling great if they kept Doval in this situation, because the bottom line is he kind of hit a wall again, and he wasn't pitching well, and he can't control his pitches. Like some nights it's devastating. Other nights he's all over the place and walking the first two guys every time out there. Too stressful, not what you want as your closer. But you also, obviously, you don't want this. You don't want to be back to square one. And maybe they're not. Maybe that's not a nice way to talk about Ryan Walker. He had some success with the position, but kind of lost that this year. And now it leaves you in this spot. But what the answer is, I don't know. Because you want that person coming up through your system. You do not want to go out and spend big on a 30-year-old in the and do some sort of a multi-year deal at that position. For me, that would be a no.
It would be a definite no. And you mentioned Doval. His ERA is actually now down to 5.79.
Okay, that's
in
exciting.
9 innings, he's given up 9 runs, 6 of them earned for the Yankees. Yeah, he's not been great. And I do wonder about that, though, Mark. If this Rodriguez injury would have happened on June 29th, I do think you would have had to change your tune about Camilo Doval, even though you may want to move off in the offseason, or maybe you moved off of him anyway at the deadline, because Buster got to the deadline, Buster Posey, and they were in sell mode anyway.
Yep.
And you were selling relievers thinking that you had Randy Rodriguez, and you're thinking, okay, we got our Rod, and he could be really, really good for us. So yeah, we feel comfortable getting rid of Rodgers and Doval and having Rodriguez be our guy in 2026, but not now. He's going to be gone for, you would assume, all of next year.
Or at least most of it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I mean, we sit here. I mean, that's one of those injuries that we tend to just assume is a year. And so by the time he's going to come back, I can't think that that's, you know, even the job that they would give him, even if he was going to come back for the last month or two of the season, that's not a job they're just going to hand over to him. Giants do have some, you know, relievers that are in the top 15 on their prospect list, but I don't know that anybody is. In fact, I'm pretty sure that nobody is major league ready coming out of that group. So it's a tough blow. This is another gut punch after a season that, quite frankly, was full of them. And for anybody who kind of is on the guru wagon of what he was talking about during the crossover, if you're in the I haven't given up yet crowd, I mean, this makes everything that much harder, right? I have no idea how the hell this team won 5 in a row. They don't have their starting pitchers. They don't have their relief pitchers. And they swept the Cubs and took 2 or 3 and almost all 3 in Milwaukee. But how is that going to sustain it? That feels silly, quite frankly. The idea that would sustain the rest of the year. And what the hell would you do if you did get to the playoffs? I mean, my God. They just, you know, your pitching staff was so good at the start of the year, and now it's been decimated.
And of these last 5 games, you've won it with the one thing we've kind of all been waiting for, which is some power bats and some timely hitting. They walked it off yesterday with a clutch hit from Jung-Hoo Lee. Bottom of the 9th, ducks on the pond, and a Giant actually got a base hit. And it was Jung-Hoo Lee. Got one into right field, and the run scored, and everybody tore at the poor young man's jersey, and it was a walk-off, and it was exciting. And that's, I think, partly why you were saying what you were saying yesterday about how much you hate this team, because they're doing the things now that we wanted them to be doing in June and July, but they weren't. And now you're doing it when you're six games out of the wild card with 28 to go? Like, well, what's the point, guys?
Well, and Adames was sort of insinuating after the game that it just, this group with all of the changes, you had some big-time free agents come in like him. You have Jung-Hoo Lee, who's still doing his first full season as a big leaguer. Then you trade for Devers. He sort of insinuated that maybe it just kind of took till now for everything to gel. And the thing that I think goes through most people's heads when someone says that is, do you really need to gel as a baseball team? It's not like one of you is running routes and the other one needs to be in sync with you. When you're at the plate, you're at the plate. Do you need to be gelling with Rafi Devers for you to hit the ball real far? I get there's clubhouse chemistry. That I understand. Same thing for a pitcher. Is Logan Webb worried about what Jung-Hoo Lee is doing in center field when he throws a slider? Like, you just throw a good slider.
But Elliot Ramos is worried about what Jung-Hoo Lee is doing, and Jung-Hoo is worried about Elliot Ramos. And so, defensively, I think that's where you've seen a lack of gelling. And also, there's the human part of it, Mark, where Rafi Devers comes to a new city and Adames comes to a new city. There's a certain amount of those adjustments
no
that
doubt.
You can't just discount, in my opinion.